Hyannis back to the plate with a 1-0 lead in the top of the sixth from Veterans Field here in Chatham. Jared DeSantolo, Hunter Goodman, and Trevor Harbor to the plate. The Harbor Hawks certainly with the right part of the lineup up to try and extend this lead against the Sun Devil right-hander R.J. Dabovich. Dabovich worked an inning, gave up a base hit, but other than that, a very clean inning, racking up a pair of strikeouts in the process. But DeSantolo stepping in for the third time. He's 0 for 2. First pitch, high fastball away. Got 1 and 0. Dabovich in his sixth appearance in a Chatham uniform here in 2019. An ERA of 3 flat. He has been marvelous in his last three appearances out of the Anglers bullpen. 1-0 to DeSantolo. Cut and a miss. Curveball just off the end of the bat. A chopper off the inside leg of Smith as he's bent over, hands to his knees behind the plate. The home plate umpire will walk out Dabovich a brand new baseball, giving Smith some time to recover. DeSantolo outside the batter's box. Make some small talk from first base coach Travis Poole down the first base line. Smith has raised the mask up to his forehead, hands still on his knees. Looks like that one might have just been a stinger. Well, the count 1-1 to DeSantolo, who struck out in the first inning and rolled one over to second base in Morrill in the third inning. Back for his third cuts here in the sixth, trying to break a bit of a slump. His average has dropped down a bit, 333 entering the ballgame tonight. He was third place on the average list entering the week. Was trailing only Zach Deloach of the Falmouth Commodores and Wyatt Young of the YD Red Sox, who Hyannis saw on the 3rd and 4th of July, and boy, was he a thorn in their side. But those two still at the top of the leaderboard. And Max Troiani of Orleans has inserted himself into third as DeSantolo watches a high fastball that goes off the glove of Smith to the backstop. Two balls and a strike to the FAU Owl. Again, Hunter Goodman and Trevor Hover set to follow. Goodman roped a double in his last at bat in the fourth inning, and Hover struck out twice on this night. The Hyannis bats trying to get something going and played an insurance run against Chatham as we move toward the late innings. Swing and a miss through a fastball from Dabovich. DeSantolo a bit behind an 89-mile-an-hour heater. Two balls and two strikes with nobody on, nobody out. In the Hyannis half of the sixth inning from Veterans Field. Lights have been flicked on. The sun has started to set. And a light shade of pink and blue clouds reside beyond the batter's eye in center field. An absolutely picturesque night here in Chatham. DeSantolo back into the left side of the box. Dabovich, right arm dangling off the hill as he stares down towards Smith for a sign. Sun Devil comes set, kicks and fires a 2-2. DeSantolo cut and a miss. Goes after a fastball out of the zone. Upstairs at the letters, fans through it. Well, the third strikeout of the night recorded from R.J. Dabovich, and that'll bring up Hunter Goodman. Dabovich records his 18th strikeout of his summer here for the Chatham Anglers. Goodman steps in for the third time, a 1-for-2 evening to this point. For the Memphis Tiger DH playing in right field tonight for Chad Gassman in his lineup, but usually resides in the designated hitter slot in the lineup as he swings and misses through a first pitch breaking ball, strike one. R.J. Dabovich. He's got some swing and miss stuff in his arsenal, as evident by the last strikeout to DeSantolo and the two previous in the fifth inning. He comes home 0-1 to Goodman, swinging and miss again. Same pitch, same location, same result. Came up empty on a swing and a miss, the count 0-2. But for Dabovich at Arizona State in his sophomore season, went 7-1 and racked up 47 strikeouts in 53 innings. But definitely a high volume of usage for the Sun Devil squad this season. 0-2 to Goodman. Breaking ball foul tipped off the glove of Smith as it trickles to the backstop. Count holds. And for Hunter on the season, has walked just 3 times. That's something that is not the name of the game in the arsenal of R.J. Dabovich. 26 in his 53 innings for the Sun Devils this season. And on the Cape this summer, he's walked just 3. Goodman into the right-handed batter's box, waves the bat toward the right-hander as he comes set on the hill. The 0-2 offering. Breaking ball outside corner. Strike 3 call. Dabovich is racking him up in bunches. He's looking really, really good. Back-to-back punch just to start the sixth. Here comes Trevor Hover. So a pair of Sun Devil teammates set to go at it here in the sixth inning with two down and nobody on. Harper's already been a strikeout victim twice tonight. He was both the second and third punch-outs of the Georgia Tech starter Luke Bartnicki. So Harper tips the helmet toward the right-hander on the hill, taps the plate, and he's into his stance from the left side. First pitch, fastball low and away. And for Harper on the summer, a 224 average coming into play. He's racked up 11 RBIs, has just one home run. That was the grand slam against the Falmouth Commodores back in June. 1-0 from Dabovich. Caught and missed low in the zone. Harper went after it, came up empty on a swing and a miss. The count levels 1-1. Anthony Servideo resides on deck should Hyannis extend this top half of the sixth inning. This offense, one run on four hits. Trying to tack on some more as a 1-1 comes into Hover. Called strike on the inside corner. That fastball pumped in at 93. A little electric giddy up behind that one from Dabovich. He gets off the back of the mound. Taps the rosin bag in the hand a few times before dropping it behind the rubber. 1-2 the count with two outs here in the highest half of the sixth inning. A beautiful evening here from Chatham as we move toward nightfall. Harper steps back in. The next offering from Dabovich. Swung on, fouled straight back off the screen. So Harper putting up a tough fight. And again, the Sun Devil had a breakout sophomore season. And his numbers on the Cape not exactly doing his level of play justice on what he did in his school campaign. This summer, he's walked 20 times, so he's shown some excellent patience at the plate. He's got a 1-2 count here against Dabovich. Right-hander kicks and fires. Breaking ball just off the outside corner. Count levels at 2-2. And right there, a tough take from Harper with two strikes. And that really just highlights his ability to draw some walks. The Sun Devil outfielder has an excellent eye. 20 walks speak for themselves. He struck out 14 times, but over a slump in the past week and a half or so, it's been all balls hit right at fielders. 2-2. Fastball upstairs. Count runs full. So Harper, one pitch away from snatching the lead in the walk column right back for Jamal O'Gwin, who currently sits in the third base dugout for the Chatham Anglers, not in the lineup tonight for Tom Holliday. Harper has worked himself back into a 3-2 count. The payoff pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. R.J. Dabovich, how about it? Give it the tip of the cap. He strikes out the side. Three straight. He fans Jared DeSantolo, Hunter Goodman, and Trevor Harper to end things in the sixth. But Hyannis still maintains the lead. It's 1-0. Chat him back to the plate when we return on the Cape Cod Baseball Network.